Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about Azure Media Services, and it essentially allows you to do four different things. First of all, transcoding and encoding, live streaming so that you can have your own little web broadcast, your little web TV show, like Twitch TV, for example, would be a good example of live streaming. Rights management to ensure that movies from content providers are not ripped or stolen from the stream, at least. And then finally, content indexing, where it will actually listen and create text from the speech in the video for the purpose of closed captioning or whatever the case might be. So let's take a look at these just a tiny bit closer. Why would you ever need to encode a video? Well, the videos that I create here, you have to encode them from their original lossless format into something that's smaller so that it can be adequately transferred over the internet. You can't transfer the lossless version because literally they are gigabytes and gigabytes for just a 10 or 15 minute video, especially if you're working in high def. So typically what you do is once you get your source complete and you've edited it and you've got a master, you would then encode it, and that takes a lot of processing power. And instead of buying computers to do that, if you have a lot of content to encode, then you can just instead upload it or send them a hard drive or some sort of media that has your content on it, and then you can encode it, transcode it in such a way that it will be available, for example, in multi-bit rate, so that somebody with a small screen will only get a few of the bytes, not all the bytes, whereas somebody with a large screen, a lot of bandwidth, would get more data sent to it. Okay, so that's what a multi-bit rate MP4 will do for you. And there's two different tools that they offer. One is obviously more expensive. The Azure Media Encoder will take a few file types and will output in a few file types, mostly the popular ones. Now, if you have a lot of different types of content that you need to encode, you'd want to use the Media Encoder Premium Workflow, which it's like every type of video or audio file known to man. It'll import it and export it into those formats. So that's usually called transcoding as well. And so, yes, you use Premium Workflow to transcode to and from virtually any file format. It also supports transcoding closed captioning files. So there are certain files that have the full text and time markers, and to sync those two up, you'll need special software to do that, and Premium Workflow has those tools. Also, almost everything we talk about in Azure can be automated, and this is no exception. The other feature that's available through media services is live streaming. So like we said, like a webcast. Also, they tout the Olympics, the previous Olympics being broadcast in its entirety through NBC using Azure Media Services. So it can handle the traffic, it can handle the vast amount of content that's produced as well. And so essentially you, unlike encoding a video in the cloud, you would need to encode locally and then upload that to the cloud so that it can broadcast that and transmit it to all the clients. And so on the server side, there's software called Live Encoder, but on the client side, there are programs like Wirecast from Telestream, who make an awesome video editing product as well called ScreenFlow, which I have used for years, and all the way to high-end encoders that are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, excuse me. And they would be encoding on the client and uploading to the live encoder up in the sky. So the other thing that you can do with live streaming is that you can have all that those streams delivered via the Azure CDN so that a client request coming in will get the stream from the closest point geographically. And the live encoder will also package the stream that's appropriate, whether it be for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Tablet, desktop, whatever the case might be, whatever the client player is, it can adapt to that. Then there's rights management. You've heard of this as DRM, Digital Rights Management. This service is also known as Azure Media Services Content Protection Services. quite a name. But essentially, it utilizes Microsoft's existing investments in a technology called PlayReady, which is approved by most of the motion picture industry's standards to ensure that streams don't get ripped. So there are programs out there that can, like for example, on YouTube, this is probably the best example. YouTube is sending content down to a client player on in a web browser. There are programs out there that can rip the stream, so they kind of get in between the communication and any of the video data that comes down. They can scrape it off and then save it locally on the hard drive. And they can also, you know, peek at where the actual files are being stored or the actual location of the files, and then they don't even have to go through the YouTube client anymore. They can just kind of put that on their own website without any using their own player without really using YouTube. Now, I think YouTube's locked all that stuff down. I don't think you can do any of that anymore. But that's essentially what PlayReady will do for you. It encrypts the stream so it can't be ripped, so that you can't just take the file location and embed it on your own website and things of that nature. And then finally, content indexing, what I mentioned earlier, where it will actually listen to the content and create closed captioning files as a result of that. And not only that will it create the speech to text, but then it will also index that text so that you can create like a searchable index. So if somebody's looking for a particular topic, they can search through all the video by looking at the associated text that was created from the video. Really cool. And that's pretty much all I have to say about media services. So let's continue on in the very next module. See you there.